Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Saturday right here on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan. The Fan Sports Network, the Fan Global Sports Network. And we are technically on YouTube and Twitch, although you can't see us.
You guys look great.
Face for radio, baby. Hey. That's what they say.
Face finally, man. Finally looking good today.
Yeah, dude. I'm shredded, too. I was out last week, and I just did a bunch of steroids, and now just my muscles are popping, man.
You're not supposed to admit that.
Yeah, I haven't been using steroids. However, I have been working out all the time, and I'm always looking like, damn it, like, why is this working the way I want it to?
I chopped a bunch of wood out of camping last weekend.
Well, that's good. That's a nice exercise.
Yeah,
man.
It was unfortunate because my girlfriend was asleep in the tent, and I was like, you should have seen me.
That's supposed to build testosterone, too,
yeah,
baby.
Exactly.
So, yeah, like, high T activity there.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, I got a chance to look at myself. I was like, holy hell, there it is. Yeah. I guess it is working.
Yeah, I was out.
There it is.
I was out last week. I will be out next week as well.
Oh, jeez.
I will not be able to join you gentlemen at 7 a.m.
Do you ever do your job?
I think you're just so you're, but you're going to be here for the post game show. Yeah. Uh huh. Okay.
No, I will not be there for either. As a matter of fact,
whoa.
Yeah, I will be completely out of town next weekend. I'm going to San Francisco next weekend.
Well, Francisco.
That's a fun name.
Yeah, that's fun to say.
I'm going to catch my lowly Orioles against the lowly San Francisco Giants. The battle of orange and black. The battle of East and West Coast Bays. Chesapeake versus San Francisco Bay.
Let's go, baby.
That's right, baby. Chesapeake. Softshell crab all day, baby.
I love it.
Actually, no, I'll go Dungeness all day, honestly. West Coast crab, superior.
I don't know.
I don't. Soft shell crab. I'll have it. But if you give me the choice of some dungy or some soft shell, like
I'm
blue,
a snow crab guy,
crab,
man.
Or something like that. Nah.
I can't stand dungeon crab. It's so hard to eat.
I can't tell the difference. I eat the crab.
Yeah, I'm eating the crab though. I'm honestly not tripping. If you bring me some dungeon crab, it's gonna get knocked down.
Oh yeah,
no problem.
Crushing it. I'm crushing
no
crab.
It's gonna take a long time, but yeah, I'm doing it.
But yeah, I'll be down in San Francisco. I'll do a call in. I'll do a hit from San Francisco.
Yeah,
no,
we're good.
Game.
No, Rashad, we're good. I say yes. Rashad's like, yeah, no,
we don't want to talk about the Orioles.
No, I'll talk Ducks.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, who wants to talk about the Orioles
I'll
right
talk
now?
Ducks. I'll talk Bees.
It's like, okay, great. Yes. Then in that case, yeah,
I'll
we definitely
live
want you on.
From the scene of San Francisco that has literally nothing to do with any of the Week 1 games.
Well, make sure you don't get stabbed or shot. That's actually a good question. Which city between Baltimore and San Francisco is more violent right now?
Baltimore.
I mean,
that's not even. Have you seen The Wire?
Yeah. I've seen The Wire, but I also know that Ricky Pearsall, current 49ers wide receiver, recovered from
Very
a gunshot
true.
Last
Very
year.
True.
Being
well,
robbed.
Where was he at? Where was he in? Was he in San Francisco or was he in Oakland? Or was he in Richmond? Or was he in Vallejo? Or one of those other little Bay Area places where that will absolutely happen.
He was actually like right downtown in San Francisco.
He's Berkeley.
Yeah, actually,
right?
My wife will always tell me this story every time we talk about something like this, but she remembers very, very vividly as a kid. They're from the East Coast, by the way, driving through Oakland and being the only white people in the area. They were getting laughed at, like, probably 11 o'clock at night. Like, it's just not a good place to be.
You're not around. Listen, you're not from around here, are you, Betty?
Oakland is an awesome place. It's the places in the Bay Area outside of Oakland that you'll get hurt. For instance, a good friend of mine... A good friend of mine lived in a place called Richmond. You know, so Richmond, for those who don't know, the movie Coach Carter was, based in Richmond, right? Yeah. And so we pull up, mind you, I've never been to this part of the Bay Area. And we pull up, I'm in the back seat, and my guy, Tashawn, who's driving the car, turns to my friend and goes, "Man, welcome home." And the stoplight is laying in the middle of the street. And it's still functional, though.
Well, that's a bad
omen. It's still turning red and yellow and green, and people are still adhering to it. And they're stopping at the light, and they're driving around it and stuff like that. It was the wildest thing I'd ever seen. People just pulled up to the corner store, which is also your neighborhood liquor store, and the store is closed. And the guy is selling liquor through, like, a little crack in the he's kind of cracked the door open just a little bit so people can kind of pass their money and pass the booze through, like... It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. My friend was like, "Bro, do not walk to the store.
Sounds like my type of party.
Whatever you need, stay right here at home. I got you. Call me. I'll bring it." I'm bored. It's like early afternoon. I'm like, "Man, I'm not sitting here all day. This is stupid. I'm going to walk and get me a Black and Mild." The dumbest thing in the world I could have done. I walked down to that store and got pressed the entire time I was there. It just made me, you know what? Maybe I'll just go back home. I don't need this Black and Mild right now.
Hey, I'm not bored. It's all good. I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm tripping. Let me turn on this Xbox 360.
Yeah, I want to say it was Stockton, California.
Stockton, also another place that you will definitely get robbed in.
Me and my buddies, we drove down to San Francisco. This was like when I was 19, so this is maybe like 15 years ago, something like that. And on the way back home, we made a stop in Stockton at a Carl's Jr., got ourselves a famous star.
Love Carl's Jr.
Oh, dude. Give me some of those star-shaped chicken nuggies all day long.
100%.
But I think the 5 to 10 minutes that we parked and then went inside to get our Carl's Jr. and then walked outside, a car got broken into.
Yeah.
Like, right next to us.
Yeah.
And we're like, we need to get out of here immediately.
Or jacked or something like that. Like, we used to stay in Stockton when we drove to L.A., like, as a family. Like, Stockton was kind of like a halfway point between Portland and L.A. Not really, but we just kind of stopped there for whatever reason. And somebody, we were at, like, there was a Taco Bell slash, like, you know, the KFC, Taco Bell things, like, together.
Yeah.
And we go in there to get some food, and this dude came up to me and my mom. I'm like 13 at this point. It's like, "Hey, you got that crack?" What? Like, "Yeah, you got that crack?" And I was like, "No." Yeah. My mom was like, "Nah, no, I ain't got the crack.
A Western bacon cheeseburger."
Yeah, you can have this, I guess. But yeah, no, so definitely try to stay out of stock.
I mean,
I
consider Western bacon cheeseburger that crack. I mean, that's
that is that crack.
That barbecue sauce on there, man.
You know what? My underrated burger spot that nobody doesn't get enough love, and I always will for me, is Jack in the Box, man.
Jay and the Bee?
Man, Jack in the Box is legit, bro. I don't care what nobody says, man. Jack in the Box has never done me wrong, ever.
They've done me wrong. I'm out.
No, man, yeah.
I've been done wrong by the one over by our office. The
bacon cheeseburger? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
probably that one. See, if both of you guys are sick there, that's probably that one.
Just that location.
Yeah, probably so.
They got to step their game up.
That's typically what it is. I've never been sick from Jack in the Box, so shout out to them.
I mean, they made me puke in our stations, like literally in the studio's garbage can. I had to go home. So
Joe's done that before.
I was
easy.
Say, that's a rite of passage.
Easy.
It wasn't a hangover, though. Damn, I wish it were.
Yeah, that's, yeah. We don't talk about that, though. As far as I know, we've moved past that. That was years ago. I'm a different man now.
Yeah,
I don't show up to our show hungover.
Joe throws up off the air now, not on the air anymore.
Dude, I don't show up to our show hungover ever.
This one's well,
honestly, now that we're on Saturdays, it's much easier not to do so.
Honestly,
I disagree.
Really?
Oh,
Saturday is usually my kick a day. Friday is cool, but I'm usually still pretty busy tired from Fridays.
I had to reel it in last night. I was concerned. It got to about 6:30, 7 o'clock last night, and I'm like, if I don't pull things back here, then tomorrow's gonna be an absolute mess.
So yesterday, my wife and I went to Broughton Beach or Dittler's or whatever you want to call it. It's the it's on Marine
Dittler's?
Drive. Yeah, it's on Marine Drive. Joe, you probably wouldn't know as much about it, but like, it's pretty cool. Like,
what's that supposed to mean?
You can see, because I'm almost for certain that you've never been there, as you're about to Google it. But there, like, it's right near the airport, right? So there, you can see planes or hear planes like coming right over the top of you and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. But yeah, it's a nice little spot on the water, man. The water looks super gross and dirty. However, it's not. Once you get in there, you see that it's nice and clear. Yeah, it's nice. It's good. But yeah, $5 parking. Get out there. Me and my wife had some drinks and some medication, and we were, it was cool.
The place is called Diddler's?
Yeah, or Broughton Beach. You know, okay. It's probably easier to say. But yeah, man, it's a nice little out-of-the-way spot that a lot of people don't really think about. And if you don't want to drive, especially if you're in Portland, you don't want to drive all the way to Sandy River or Clackamas or something like that, and you actually want to get into the water, this is a good spot to do it.
Swim in the sludge of the Columbia.
But, yeah, I mean, hey.
Or the Willamette.
You want to get in the Willamette?
No, of course not.
You'll definitely get in the Columbia.
They just removed like a biohazard order from the Willamette. Like the numbers just became safe to swim in again for some. It's like, well, what are we doing?
I am not getting in the Willamette ever. You'd have to throw me in there, like throw my body in there or something like that, because there's no way I'm getting in there. I saw people jet skiing on the Willamette like a couple weeks ago. It's like gross.
I'll do some jet skiing. But not on the Willamette. I'm not taking laps.
Not on the Willamette.
I'm not opening my mouth. That's for sure.
I'm not blowing bubbles in the Willamette. That's
for sure. In the Columbia, no problem. Blow as many bubbles as you need to.
Yeah. All right. There's a segment wasted.
I wouldn't say wasted. People now know about Broughton Beach, right, Joe?
And Stockton.
There you go.
Don't stop at a Carl's Jr.
Richmond.
In Stockton. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
But yeah, I'll be in San Francisco next week, and I'll do a call-in. I'll do an 8:30 hit live from the Palace Hotel.
Are we really starting at 7 o'clock next week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir, Rashad.
Oh,
yeah.
Tight.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
We'll be here, and then I'll be here again.
Live on location from the house. We're doing this again from the house.
I don't know if you're going to be able to do
I'm
that.
Taking all this stuff home. Yeah, we're good.
If you got to come in, I got to come in. Damn it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Saturday, we're live out at Portland Indoor Golf Club. We were just shooting the S with Sebastian Martinez, the owner. This facility is great for all the golfers out there that are trying to get better at golf. I mean, there's a ton of simulators. They got a whole putting area, a real sand bunker that you can hit out of. They got tall ceilings here, so you can work on those flop shots. I mean, this is like this is designed to make you better at golf.
Yes,
like, and if you want to. If you want to hit balls at the range and just crush balls and hit driver all the time, there's places to do that. If you want to get better at golf, you got to come here.
Well, this is where I'm coming. I was just kind of asking him, like, what does somebody have to do to be a part of this amazing place? Because I want to learn, number one, how to beat Joe Fisher. I need to know how to beat Andy Dirk Johnson. I need to know how to beat Jason Swigart.
One of those is easier than the other. I'll say that.
And so I need to know how to beat. Oh, so you're saying you're better than Dirt, huh?
No.
No, that's what you're saying. Me. Dirt, did you hear it?
You can be there in no time.
Yeah.
That'll be easy. Dirt, that is a whole other task.
Is Dirt really that nice?
Dirt's nice with it.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's
I've
golfed
with him twice, but the most recent time was a few months ago. We were out at Eastmoreland. The guy can swing the stick.
You know, Dirt is probably a sneaky athlete, like, in a lot of ways. Like,
PIL
remember, he
legend.
Played, he's a, he, well, no, I don't know if I, he played for Cleveland, so I don't know if I would
they
say that.
The
but
PIL
yes,
this,
but yes, Dirt did absolutely
year.
Win the PIL, and he was nice at quarterback, so he's probably, he's one of those guys that is a sneaky athlete. Like, you wouldn't know how good of an athlete he was.
Got a good little jumper on him, perhaps?
Yeah, well, I think that's Brandon Sprague. I heard a good friend of mine who was in my fantasy league was also Sprague's coach at one point. And told me that he can shoot the ball.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're hanging out here at Portland Indoor Golf Club, watching people work on their games here. It's a nice eclectic mix of the youth, the next generation of golfers, and then people that are like our age, Rashad and I out here, you know, in their 30s, 40s, and working on their game as well. But it's if you are interested in getting better at golf, using the tech that these simulators have, which I've taken lessons at a place that it's a simulator. And all the numbers that tell you how it correlates to your swing and your game, it helps a lot.
Yeah. I need help with every aspect of my game. Short game, long game, you know, just hitting the ball straight consistently. Like, I need help with all that, Jordan.
This is the place to do it, to get your game dialed in.
I'm definitely going to be back.
Well, there are NFL teams that are getting their games dialed in the final week of preseason here. We are just what is it? What's the first game? Thursday night, Eagles, Cowboys. No.
No, is it the first? No.
The fourth, I want to say? I think it's the fourth. September 4th is the first game, Eagles versus Cowboys season opener. So we are about a week and a half away from the NFL season commencing.
How are you feeling about that game?
Oh, gosh. The bells. The bells have begun.
As soon as you said commencing, I was like, well, that's no better start time.
September 4th, yes, Thursday, Cowboys-Eagles. But we're not talking about the NFC East today. We're talking about the AFC West and the NFC West. Let's go AFC West. Let's spend less time on that because I want to give enough time to the NFC West in the next segment. AFC West, Broncos, Chargers, Raiders, Kansas City. Kansas City's won this division for the last 50 years, it seems like. But this division, probably top to bottom, the best division in football, I would say.
Ooh.
I mean, you got three playoff teams from last year in Denver, Chargers, and the Chiefs. And then you have the Raiders, who have made quite the jump as far as expectations go because of new head coach. You got Gino
not Antonio
Smith.
Pierce.
You've got Ashton Jeanty. The receiver room, you know, probably a little bit to be desired there, but, you know, still got Max Crosby on the defensive side there. A very intriguing team in Vegas where some people see them as a playoff team.
Yeah, I think there's not a lot of people. Well, some people see them as a playoff team. I have a cousin who's a Raider fan, and he's not so sure quite yet. Wants them to be good, but nobody's really sure what to expect, especially because, like you said, this division is very good and getting much better. But I do love Pete Carroll. I love his energy. He's at 70-whatever years old, man. He's still out there running. He's still that same guy that he was when he was coaching at USC. So I think with a guy like Geno Smith, who is sneaky underrated at the quarterback position, and then you throw in an Ashton Jeanty who's ready to win now, I think this Raider team can be great. Will they make the playoffs right now? I don't know. I think there's a lot of good teams in the AFC, but I do think they can be much improved from where they were last year.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see how this Raiders team looks. Again, there's a lot to be desired in the receiver room. I mean, this is their starting lineup for receivers. Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker, Dante Thornton Jr.
Tight. tight. Like,
you do have Brock Bowers, so I mean that should be Geno's and, safety net.
And
there.
You've got Ashton Jeanty, who hopefully, you know, you don't run all the way into the ground, but hopefully, because you don't know much about these receivers, they'll surprise you and kind of have a sneaky good season. So we'll see.
But this is the division of Oregon quarterbacks, because you got Justin Herbert in Los Angeles with the Chargers, Bo Nix with the Denver Broncos. The Chargers, man, I mean they lost their left tackle earlier this preseason, rather, and Ronnie Stanley, their left tackle, is going to be out for the – excuse me, not Ronnie Stanley, Rashawn Slater. He is out for the rest of the season. So they're going to move Joe Alt over to left tackle. They're going to have to move some things around on the offensive line. But this team, I mean, they didn't make a ton of, like – offseason acquisitions on the offensive side. Najee Harris and Amarion Hampton as their...
And the Chiefs. I know nobody that hates the Chargers.
Well, the Broncos, they're going to be very intriguing this year as well, just because, I mean, obviously year two of Bo Nix. People wondering if he's going to be able to build upon his second half of his season last year, of his rookie season. I mean, one of the best rookie seasons for a quarterback of all time. And then they go to the playoffs, lose to the Bills in their playoff matchup, but... I am very intrigued as well with this Broncos team and what they're going to do in year two of Bo Nix.
I mean, the one thing that we don't talk about enough with the Broncos is they're basically a rising team with a really strong defense right now, and a defense that you think is going to be a little bit better than they were last year. I think it was expected for them to lose to the Bills. I don't think anybody saw them beating the Bills. The Bills, we thought, were going to the Super Bowl after Josh Allen's MVP season. But I think Sean Payton in year two with this team could have them right where they need to be. I'm not a big Sean Payton fan, but I understand his importance as a head coach. And when you have a young guy like Bo Nix, you can really lead this team to do something. So we'll see what they're able to do. But this is going to be a tough division for anybody to really win outside of the Chiefs.
As far as, like, quarterbacks drafted last year and head coaches, like, I can't think of a better rookie quarterback for Sean Payton. Like, Bo Nix is a smart player, smart quarterback, understands the game, has a great IQ, has a great mentality. And as far as, like, the guys I got drafted last year, like, I couldn't think of, I mean, maybe Penix, but I just feel like Bo Nix is just perfect for Sean Payton.
Yeah,
exactly. No. Who he? I mean, I drafted him for a reason, but I think that that is exactly the type of guy that you want running Sean Payton's offense.
No, and Bo Nix was, you know, he was a grown up, you know, for the most part. And so when he came in at that point, like, he had been enough places, he played for enough great coaches to where playing for somebody like Sean Payton was going to be much easier for him. So I think, given this, how he plays and what we know about him being a Duck here, Bo Nix is going to do just fine as a Bronco moving forward.
And then the last team, again, the team that has won the division for ever, it seems like, Kansas City. They had, as long as they got 15, man, as long as they got 15 taking snaps and playing quarterback for them, they are always going to give themselves a chance, not just to win the division, but the conference and the Super Bowl. It'll be interesting to see what Travis Kelce looks like. I mean, there was talks about him maybe retiring after last season. I still think he's going to be super effective. Full season of Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy in year two. You know, it kind of seems like they always have a running back by committee, but Pacheco's always going to be running the ball hard. I'm intrigued to see if some of these defensive players that they've been drafting over the last couple of years start to step up, and what this offensive line looks like as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are – what else can you kind of say about them that hasn't said anything? The only thing I think that people are kind of poking at is the fact that they are getting older. Their schedule, you know, isn't favoring, you know, for the Chiefs. And, you know, their key players being Travis Kelce, but, you know, he's older, and like you just said, he's been kind of – thinking about retirement. And I think when you get to that point to where, you know, it might be closer to the end. So I don't know. I think they're the favorites, but nothing is guaranteed in the NFL. We know that, but I don't see them kind of being dethroned quite yet. But it wouldn't shock me if this was like kind of the end of this whole Chiefs run with this squad that they have here.
The Chiefs remind me, to make a other sports comparison, kind of like the Houston Astros, in that they're just always good. And whenever you think about counting them out, they're winning the division. They're still one of the best teams in the league. And so as much as I would like to say...
And they be cheating. So, yeah.
Well, that's what people believe that the Chiefs are doing. But as much as I want to say, hey, Chargers are winning this division this year, the Broncos have got it this year, I'm going with the Broncos. I'm going with the Chiefs, man. Prove me wrong.
I got to go with the Chiefs, man. Until somebody does it, like, they're still a team to beat.
I'll believe it when I see it.
There it is. And so the Chiefs are still the team to beat.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Let's jump over to the NFC West. Seahawks, 49ers, Cardinals, and the Rams. Always a fun division to break down. Always competitive there as well. We do the NFC West next on Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network. But first, Schultzy gives me a Sports Center update.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Saturday here on 105.1 The Fan and 1080 The Fan. Boy, the conversation off-air Rashad and I were just having.
Man, makes you want spaghetti, eh? Shout out to Meg the Stallion.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was asking Rashad because Megan the Stallion, hip-hop artist, is dating Klay Thompson.
Lucky man.
Yes, very much so.
I have been a huge fan of Megan the Stallion for a long time.
Well, maybe not. A lucky man, because she made him a dish of spaghetti and fried catfish recently. And so I asked Rashad, I was like, is that like a common dish, you know, in the African-American community? And he said, yeah, you know, it is. But you got to be careful when a woman serves you spaghetti. And I was like, what? Why? And apparently there are some things. This comes from the voodoo culture of in the South, that women will do things to your spaghetti to make you fall in love with you.
Just saying, man. I didn't make it up.
What kinds of things?
Well, we can't talk about it now.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out the right way to say this on
on radio. I think I know what you're talking about, and I'm not sure there's a way to say it at all, Joe.
Yeah.
No, I don't think either. No. Word.
Let's just, you know, I guess the way to think of it is, you know, spaghetti sauce is red.
Oh,
right?
God. Okay.
And so if a woman is presenting you a dish of a red sauce and you're dating her and she's trying to get you to fall in love with them, apparently they will put also something red in that dish.
There's a reason that red football jerseys are popular. Let's just
There it is.
There you go.
There it is.
There, so, that's the best way to say it.
I'm just saying, I heard that from a mentor of mine when I was like, I want to say like 15 or something like that, and it stuck with me from there.
I almost just said the F word on the radio.
Man. So watch out.
So watch out, Clay Thompson.
There's a reason. You see how Clay was at? Look, he looked so mad when he was at that, what was it, like the little banquet or whatever he was with her? He looked so irritated by that girl. You can tell she irritates the hell out of him.
So
you can tell.
Not long for a breakup? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, man. I think he's going to be around for a little bit, man.
Well, the 49ers have red jerseys. The Cardinals have red jerseys.
They do.
Well, how about that segue, huh?
That was a good one.
Yeah,
Seahawks and the Rams do not have red jerseys, but they all are in the NFC West, which is, again, a very strong competitive division. I don't know if it's as good as the AFC West, but you've got the Rams who made the playoffs last year. The 49ers did not, but they should have a bounce back season. Boy, if they can stay healthy, though. I mean, it seems like every other day in San Francisco, there's someone getting injured out of training camp. And then you have the Seahawks, which people are high on the Seahawks. The Cardinals, who knows what the hell to expect from them. The NFC West, though, is always, always a fun division. And I don't think that's just being a having a bias towards our West Coast teams here. I think that the NFC West slaps around the country to folks. I think there's people in the South that, you know, that NFC West, I like them buddies up there. Some good football up there in the NFC West.
You can do an amazing Southern impression. No,
eat that spaghetti now.
The NFC West is, for me, it was always the most competitive division in football for a few years ago when you had the Seahawks the best, the Niners at their best. Even the Cardinals were a really, really competitive team at that point. And so, and the Rams were just kind of trying to figure it out, and then things kind of shifted. And so I think the Rams are... It's hard to know what I'm looking at, you know, from this Rams squad. Like, you see that there is these glimpses of greatness, and then they go into a lull for, you know, 1 or 2 weeks or something like that. My uncle's a Rams fan, and he hates going to games because he's never sure what he's going to get, you know, from his squad. So I don't really know what to make of this Rams team at this point. I know Sean McVay needs to figure out.
Might be dead.
Matt, I mean, we don't know what we're getting from Matt Stafford anymore, and I know he's probably looking over there in Detroit and seeing what they're doing there and going, damn it, this was
probably. I think that Super Bowl ring makes up for it.
That Super Bowl ring definitely makes up for it, but people, they respect it, but they're kind of like, they almost forgot that the Rams won a few years ago, and now you're looking at this Detroit team, and they're just like everybody's favorite right now. So I'm not sure what to make of this Rams team, especially now you're year two at this point without Aaron Donald. And so what is this defense going to look like? So I don't know. The Rams are probably at this point, they're the fourth best team in the NFC West to me.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And for me, like right now, I'm trying to feel, I mean, it's between them and obviously the Cardinals, you know, at this point, but I'm not sure what to make of it. I think right now the Cardinals might have a better roster.
Yikes. I don't know about that, bud. I mean, Puka Nacua is a
Puka
great
Nacua is awesome.
One. Devontae Adams going to be very interesting to see what he looks like now after leaving the Raiders, then the Jets, and is he able going to?
Could he be washed? Could Devontae Adams be washed though?
That's what I'm saying. I'm intrigued to see what he's going to look like with the Rams. Is it? Are we going to get like tail end of the career Devontae Adams, where it's like, he's just, you know, he's not as effective, or is he going to go back to maybe not how he was with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, but at least just being able to put up numbers and be a big part of that offense?
Yeah, I look at this rosters or this Arizona Cardinals depth chart. Kyler Murray, James Conner, Marvin Harrison, Michael Wilson, Zay Jones, Trey McBride. Like, that's legit. You know, that's as far as your skill players on offense, man, that's a legit little group right there that you have. So can they protect Kyler Murray is the biggest question, at least for me right now. But yeah, if you're asking me, I would probably like this roster a little more than I would like the Rams.
All I know is the NFC West, I have no idea what the hell's going to happen.
No, like, nobody does. That's the great part.
The Rams, they should be good because if you got McVay and Stafford, you know, that's a given right there. But Stafford has not played or like practiced like at all this preseason because of that back injury. The Cardinals, they played better last season in their second season with Jonathan Gannon, I believe, is their head coach, the name of their head coach. I mean, the Seahawks team is going to be very different than it was last year, having Sam Darnold as their starting quarterback. But it seems like everybody's high on the Seahawks. I think that people are Darnold with Kubiak, Clint Kubiak as offense coordinator, that they're going to be able to just be just fine this year.
No.
I'm a skeptic on it. It's one of those where, like, show me Sam Darnold without Kevin O'Connell and if they're going to be able to be a good team. But it seems like the Seahawks are able to always put out a competitive product no matter what.
Really? I think, honestly, if the Seahawks' run game can work, I think they're going to have a chance to be just fine. Between Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker, the third, I think you have a really good running back room. And as long as those guys can stay healthy and really produce out there and their line can block from them even a little bit, I think they've got the skills to make a lot of people. There's a reason a lot of folks are high on the Seahawks this year. And I think you're talking head coach Sam Darnold is seen to be a bit of an upgrade from Geno. I don't know if I agree with that all the way. But, you know,
lateral move.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that all the way. But it gives you hope, I guess. You know, with a new quarterback comes a lot of new hope. But the fact that Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who in my opinion has always been a number one, now gets to actually step into that X position and be the number one receiver and let Cooper Kupp be the second guy, I think the Seahawks can make a lot of things happen this year.
Yeah, and I would say, I don't know if it's the biggest question mark, but it's definitely a question mark, is what are these 49ers going to look like after the season they just had, where they were dealing with a ton of injuries and they're dealing with injuries now? Is their wide receiver room going to be strong enough for Brock Purdy, where he's going to be able to take advantage of maybe, I wouldn't say lesser talent, but, I mean, you have no Deebo Samuel this year who's moved on. Maybe you get a full season of Christian McCaffrey. They just added Brian Robinson Jr., though, to their running back room. That's a huge get for them.
Mm-hmm.
That will take some of the pressure off of CMC. But, I mean, I don't know if Brandon Ayuk is going to be ready for the start of the season. He's still dealing with his shredded knee from last year. Is Ricky Pearsall going to be able to make that jump? Is Juwan Jennings going to be able to essentially be that de facto number one until Ayuk gets back? A lot of question marks with this offense and just this team in general, and if they're able to stay healthy this year, because that was what killed them last year.
And health is always going to be what kind of prevents the Niners from being anything great, you know, and right now, Juwan Jennings kind of dealing with some issues, but he's really tasked with taking over for Deebo Samuel. Can he be that new guy for the 49ers? I think is a huge question. Can George Kittle stay healthy for most of the season? Can Christian McCaffrey stay healthy? I think health is the only issue I really have with the 49ers. Last year, it was a matter of health. Nobody was healthy, and so they were trash. I think this year, if everybody is healthy-ish, and they can at least have their number twos are able to come in and really give them some solid production, I think the 49ers can be back to where they're supposed to be. I mean, you look at their schedule, and it's not to say that they probably can't win. You know, it's relatively favorable. I'll look at a game against Houston. I'll look at a game against Houston, and it's probably the one time that they're going to be challenged, the Bears, at some point towards the latter part of the year, Tampa Bay. So a few games on their schedule that it should be pretty favorable if you're the 49ers and if everybody can stay healthy.
We'll start off against the Seahawks. That'll be the game that you hear on the Fan here on the Sunday, the 7th of September.
And it's going to tell us season opener. And that's going to tell us everything we need to know about the 49ers moving forward.
And then they got the Saints. They got the Cardinals after that, Jags, Rams, Buccaneers. So it's a mix of, you know, some good teams, some solid teams, with maybe some teams that are expected not be as great this year in the Saints and Jags. But, I mean, if I got to go with the team to win this division this year, I'm probably gonna go with the Rams, man. I think that Sean McVay, that offensive firepower, are gonna put themselves in a good position. All I know is this division is gonna be an absolute slobber knocker, as JR would say.
Yeah, I'm gonna shock everybody. I like Arizona for no reason. Like I do. I think this is going to be
the
year.
Honesty.
They've drafted well. They've been able to kind of put some things around Kyler Murray. You know, we obviously see that Kyler Murray is a great fantasy quarterback, but can he be a great in-game quarterback? We see he's got the skills to do it. I think this could be the year that Arizona finally takes a step forward and does something. So it's between them or the 49ers, just based on their records.
Well, someone who has
or based on the schedule, excuse me.
Someone who has Kyler Murray on their fantasy team, I'm down for that. I'm down for a division-winning Cardinals season. Portland Indoor Golf Club. All you golfers out there that are trying to get your game better, this is the place to do it. You know, you got your driving ranges, you got courses and stuff like that. This is a 24/7 facility that you can come in with your membership whenever you want. So if the wife is mad at you and tells you, hey, you're sleeping on the couch tonight, Go looks to Portland like, Indoor Golf Club. You're sleeping on the couches in here, baby.
Looks like I might be sleeping on the couches in here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Rashad Anthony Richardson, Colts quarterback, not named the starter. Top five quarterback bust of all time?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because I think that he, if this, obviously there's still a lot left in his career, but I think if the trend continues the way it is for him, I think outside of Ryan Leaf, outside of Jamarcus Russell, and my other two, Trey Lance and Zach Wilson, you could throw him in the top five there. I mean, Trey Lance was, I mean, what was it? Three first-round picks or whatever that was traded for him to end up doing nothing.
I'm thinking, man.
Zach Wilson, number two overall, ended up doing nothing.
Vince Young had one really good season.
See, that's what I'm saying. Then, is like, at least they had a good. He had a good season. But, you know, I mean, rookie of the year, I'm pretty sure, Vince Young.
Yeah, Vince Young was definitely rookie of the year. RG3 was also rookie of the year.
Yeah, and I mean, then, they had good seasons, but I mean.
I mean, because Anthony Richardson started to have a good season, I guess. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously Ryan Leaf is going to go, you know, up there just because you, when you're the number one pick, you know, like we expect a whole lot from you.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jamarcus Russell is one of the biggest disappointments that we've ever really had. But, you know, honestly, I didn't really know a lot about Anthony Richardson's college career, if I'm being honest. So I didn't
have a lot of snaps.
So
there,
I didn't really expect a lot from him anyway. Like, and so I'm always more like surprised by the guys like somebody that went to a great Miami quarterback or a Matt Leinart or something like that comes to the NFL and he's trash, or a Mark Sanchez and who somebody that you think is going to be good in the NFL and they're just not. You know,
Sanchez was the highest paid quarterback at one point.
Sanchez was.
Bite your tongue about the Sanchez. Okay?
Man, Sanchez had, again, one good season at a point, and then he became butt fumble.
Yeah.
And then so that's kind of what we remember Mark Sanchez at. So I do kind of think about those guys who at the quarterback position who came in and, you know, we thought they were going to – Jameis Winston. Like, Jameis was supposed to – he's had good games in between there, but Jameis has never had a great season.
No, he. I mean, the season he threw 30 touchdowns. He threw 30.
Johnny Football. You know what I mean? Like, how many guys have had these unbelievable NFL seasons and careers, and then they get to the league and they're like, oh, they're nothing. So I wouldn't put Anthony Richardson there. I think he's one of the bigger disappointments over the last little bit because there was a lot of expectation for him being that big, that strong, that young.
Fourth overall pick.
Yeah, that big, that strong, that young, and not being able to make anything happen with it. Yeah, so it's definitely a disappointment, but one of the biggest, like, I don't know.
Still some time, like I said, in his career, but if the trajectory continues for this, I would say top five. Hey, football season is upon us. That means people are getting ready for the season. That means the youth is getting ready for their season as well. Wanted to give a shout-out to my nephew, Alex Medina. He was apparently cracking some skulls out at their jamboree today for Tigard.
Go get it.
Taking on the Lincoln Cardinals. Tigers go roar, baby.
There you go.
Medina goes roar.
There you go, man. Shout-out to all the young men that are out there on the football field, all the young ladies out there on the volleyball court and on the soccer field, all that stuff, getting in. Here we go. Fall sports, let's go.
Yeah, if you're like these kids in the Portland Indoor Golf Club right now getting that training in, you'll be ready for your season in no time as well. People are locked in.
Yeah, they are.
Time of year.
There they are. Here we go, man.
Put up or shut up. Well, thanks to Sebastian and the crew for having not just Golf in the Northwest, but having us out here for our show. Thank you, Sebastian. Awesome facility out here. Thank you all to listening this week. We got football next week, meaningful Oregon State football. I will be gone. I will be in San Francisco. I'll do a call-in. I swear to God,
yeah,
I'll do it.
We're going
to
need it because it's 7 a.m.
That's right. You'll be able to hear these guys at 7 a.m. next week as we lead into Ducks pregame for the first Ducks football game of the season on the Fan Sports Network. I'm stoked.
I am too, man. This is going to be fun.
All right. Well, we'll catch you all next week. Rashad, appreciate you as always.
My man.
Jordan, back in the studio, appreciate you as always.
Yeah, love you guys. Love you all.
And thank you for tuning in to this Sports Saturday. You will catch these guys next week at 7 a.m. right here on the Fan Sports Network. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.